Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After gaining the endorsement of Congressman Jim Clyburn, former Vice President Joe Biden is banking on South Carolina to deliver a win for him in Saturday's Democratic primary. And Biden is no stranger to voters here. He made that clear in the Democratic debate earlier this week.
I've been coming here for years and years, creating jobs here, making sure that the port, for example, that employs 1 in 11 people. We put $500 million in our administration just into this county. We've created jobs for people.
That port he just mentioned ties into where I met my next guest. Jamie Lovegrove is a political reporter for The Post and Courier, and I spoke to him at a location in Charleston that is not only economically significant to South Carolina, but it's also one source of Biden's popularity in this state.
So we are at the U.S. Custom House in Charleston, which historically has been used as a place to organize a lot of the trade that has come through the Charleston port, which is a huge part of South Carolina's economy to this day. It always has been. It's, of course, been a checkered past. I mean, before the Civil War, this was a place where, you know, thousands of slaves were transported to the United States. But it has also since then become a huge part of the economy. And part of the reason why it is significant this week is because it's one example of why Joe Biden is so much more popular in South Carolina than he is in some other states. You know, he worked very closely with Fritz Hollings, who was a longtime Democratic senator from South Carolina, as well as Strom Thurmond, the longtime Republican senator, in the Senate. They were all very close friends. And Joe Biden often worked with Hollings to increase funding for the Charleston port. Again, a huge part of the Charleston economy. There are a lot of folks in Charleston who have not forgotten the help that he delivered for them over the years, including in the business community. And so, you know, there are a lot of reasons why Biden has experience and popularity in South Carolina, but that is one of them.
Yeah. You wrote that this is a very consequential week for Biden.
Yeah.
He actually sees this as, in a way, coming home.
Yes.
To those that he's supported for so many years, decades even. But you also write that while people have been very supportive, right now they're also not sure.
Yeah.
And why are you hearing that from folks? What are they saying?
My sense is people, for one, have seen what's happened in some of the other states. And while they don't generally like to take cues from whiter states in Iowa and New Hampshire and somewhat more diverse in Nevada, but still, you know, I think 10% of the electorate in Nevada was African-American voters, and folks here like to think of themselves as independent thinkers. But it does affect you when you see a candidate struggling there and you start to question the central argument of his campaign, which is that he's the most electable. You know, at a certain point, voters start saying, well, if you're the most electable, why aren't you winning elections? And, you know, I think that some of his performances on the stump have been erratic. You know, there are times when you see the Joe Biden that everyone has known for many decades. And there are times when, you know, he seems like he is sort of meandering and it's sort of a little unclear where he's going sometimes. And so I think some voters that I've talked to have gone to some of those campaign events and come away a little unsure. And as a result, they started to look towards some of the other candidates, particularly Tom Steyer, who has not really made much of a ripple in any other state other than South Carolina, but he's been very successful here. He has spent millions and millions of dollars on television ads and mailers in South Carolina. What his pitch has been is, you know, if you look at 2016, Donald Trump did very well against establishment politicians in the Republican primary, folks who had been elected officials for many years, and then he beat an establishment politician in Hillary Clinton, someone who had a huge amount of experience as Secretary of State and as a senator. So, you know, his argument to folks is, if we're going to beat Donald Trump, we need someone who comes from the same world that he does, which is business, and can talk about why he believes that his business record and his record on the economy is not all that he makes it out to be. So some people are receptive to that, and that has made a bit of an indent into Biden's support.
I want to go back to something that you said about Biden's performance on the stage.
Yeah.
One issue that he is very strong on is about his relationship with the community and with the African American community specifically. And there are deep roots here in that too, not only in the support that he has pushed for financially within the Senate, but also just on a personal level.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, so he has been not just, as you say, funding issues like the Charleston port here, but he has been coming to South Carolina for decades. As I say, Fritz Hollings was a very close friend of his, and he introduced him to a lot of the movers and shakers in South Carolina politics who have remained very close to him for years. That includes elected officials. It also includes a lot of, you know, very senior pastors at a lot of African-American churches around South Carolina, which have huge political influence. He's been very close to Jim Clyburn, who is by far the most influential Democrat in South Carolina.
Let me ask you about Clyburn, Representative Clyburn. He is thought of as someone who is hugely influential, but he's also part of the establishment.
That's true.
And so when you talk about Steyer and Steyer's push here, have you seen in any way a breaking of that among maybe younger voters or those who have seen Biden's performance and maybe are feeling unsure?
There has been a fascinating generational split that I've noticed among voters of all races, but particularly among African-American voters. And I think that one of the specific ways that I've seen it is I was talking to Congressman Clyburn on Sunday, and you know he was sort of laying out his thinking as he's preparing to make his endorsement, and he said what he is worried about as he looks at this primary is he's worried about a repeat of 1972, when George McGovern became the nominee, a very progressive figure, but also somewhat divisive within the Democratic Party. Not all the Democratic Party was behind him, went on to a landslide loss, lost 49 states. And I've heard specifically 1972 brought up dozens of times from older voters over the course of this campaign. Younger voters never bring it up. Of course, some of them may not
have been around during that time, not even know what happened.
Some will, but they are much more likely to point to 2016 and say, we don't want a repeat of 2016. We don't want someone who is, you know, successful and experienced but not inspiring. That's what a lot of the younger voters that I talk to are looking for, is someone who gets them fired up. And obviously one thing that both younger and older voters do share is that they watched Vice President Biden standing with Barack Obama, which has been a huge, huge, huge part of that strong support from African-American voters. But I do still get a sense that older African-American voters in South Carolina viewed the symbolism of that, a white establishment politician standing loyally behind a black man for 8 years.
Hmm. So while many parts of the rest of the country might take that for granted, that is still very much
absolutely
in the forefront of people's minds here.
You know, this is a state that, of course, has a very dark history when it comes to violence and intimidation at the polls. Particularly older voters who are closer to that lived experience feel very strongly about that.
Will someone like a Representative Clyburn, you think, have a big effect on who people ultimately choose to vote on Saturday?
Well, because of the fact that there are folks who are undecided, I think it could. When I was talking to the congressman on Sunday, he was saying, you know, he was at Bertha's Kitchen in North Charleston just the other day, and there were all these folks coming up to him and saying, we're looking to you for guidance. We're going to do what you do. And that was part of the reason why he decided to get off the sidelines. You know, we are in an age, I think, when endorsements matter less than ever, generally, because everyone has access to information about these candidates. But if anyone in South Carolina was going to have substantial influence on core demographics in this state, it would be Jim Clyburn, a man who does hold significant sway here.
Jamie Lovegrove is a political reporter with the Post and Courier. Jamie, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tanya.